Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are tuned to the Sitting in the Park show. Right now I have on the phone singer Elvin Spencer. Elvin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So we'll be just talking about sort of your recording career and playing a few of your records. Just hopefully, you know, get your story out. So
okay.
Thanks so much for doing this. So Elvin cut a few records. The biggest record he cut was called Lift This Hurt. And we'll be going over your story. So could you first talk about when did you come to Chicago? Are you originally from Chicago?
Well, I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. So when did you get start singing? Did you start singing when you were in Chicago? Did you sing before you were in Chicago?
Well, I sing in Memphis. I had a group, my brother and I.
Okay. What was the name of your group in Memphis?
The name of the group in Memphis was called the Belltone. And that group was formed. We was in high school at the time.
Okay. So
you performed around the South, you know.
And you never recorded anything when you were in Memphis, did you?
No.
Okay. So one thing I wanted to ask was, so then you ended up, what happened? You ended up going to the service and then coming to Chicago after that, is that right?
Right.
And
I got drafted and went into service, and as soon as I came out, I came straight to Chicago.
Okay, and when you came to Chicago, and just sorry to clarify, the name of your group in Memphis was called the Belltones, is that right?
That's right.
With a B, okay. And your brother in Memphis also ended up recording too, is that right?
Yes, he recorded when, just before I got out of service, he recorded with Stax Records.
Okay, and he recorded in the name Shaq, is that right?
Right.
And he cut him, so what was your brother's name?
His name was William.
William Spencer, is that right?
Well, they call him William Shaq, so, you know, that was it.
Okay. And so was it your goal to have a recording career?
Yes, it was. When we were in high school, that was our dream, to be a recording artist.
Hey, but he managed to cut before you, pretty much.
Yeah.
But so then you came to Chicago, and you planned to be a singer. How did you get started? Did you immediately get a record deal? Did you do shows? What happened?
Well, as soon as I came, I went to different recording studios to try and get a contract, and the first one I went to was ABC Paramount.
Okay.
And we were in the process of cutting, you know, and I don't know what happened with that deal, but Bill Meeks heard me, and he picked me up.
And he had a record label called Alteen at the time, I think.
Right, Alteen.
And so he just heard you, and was he hanging out in the studio when you recorded it, when you were at ABC?
No, I was doing a show at High Chaparral.
Okay.
Garland Green and myself.
So how did you get a show together? Did you have a band or what? Like, how did you start doing shows?
Well, at ABC, there was a group called the Dynamic Souls, and we got together.
Okay.
And started doing shows.
So you just met those guys in the studio, pretty much?
Yes.
And then you just started getting on shows. And so had you done shows for a long time before Bill Meeks saw you?
Yeah, we had been just touring around Chicago and Rockford and Rock Island, Illinois, and, you know, just in Illinois.
Okay. And then Bill Meeks saw you at a show in Chicago when you were doing a show with Garland Green?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of stuff were you doing at shows then? Did you have original material yet?
Well, at that time, well, I did have this soon. I'd already wrote the tune, Lift This Hurt.
Okay. So
I wrote the song when I was in service.
Oh, okay. So that was like your original song that you would do on shows, and you just needed a record label to record it on?
Well, I didn't actually do it on the show. We was doing Top 40 because I didn't want it to get out.
Okay.
You know, but he heard me do a show. And he approached me after the show, and the rest was history, you know. We went in the studio maybe a month afterwards and cut the tune.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play the record, and then we could talk a little bit more. So you ended up cutting this record twice, actually.
Yes.
And so this is the first version of the record that you cut for Bill Meeks' label, and the label it came out on was called Winner Records, is that right?
That's right.
Do you know if he formed the label pretty much just for that record? I think that's the only thing that came out on it.
Well, he had another act, Sunday Williams.
Yeah, she was on Altine.
Yeah, we were the only two acts on that label.
Okay, well, I think there was a few, like he released Buster Benton and a few other things on that label, actually, but I think you were the only thing on that winner label that he put out. So I'll play the record, and then we'll talk some more. This is Elvin Spencer with the first version of his first record called Lift This Hurt. Okay, that was just Elvin Spencer with the very first version of his first record called Lift This Hurt that came out on Winner Records. If you're just tuning in, Elvin is on the phone. We're talking about his recording career. So, Elvin, you're there now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, that record, did it get any play in Chicago?
That particular record on Winner, I was on Soul Train when it was here.
Okay, like the local Chicago Soul Train?
Yeah, local Chicago.
And you did it live, is that right?
I did it live.
Okay, that's cool. So you don't know if any of that footage survived, do you?
I'm not sure because he left and went to California to start Soul Train there. So
yeah, I know Don doesn't. He keeps like a tight lock on all the footage that he has. that record came out, and so you probably toured a little bit more or got some more shows based on that record. Is that right?
Yes, we did quite a bit more touring when that record came out.
And then it ended up getting picked up by Twinight Records and re-recorded. What's the story with that?
Well, they got in contact with Meek, and they asked him, you know, I guess he tried to make a deal.
Okay.
Phil Johnson, I knew, and Phil talked to, I guess he was the one who discovered me.
Okay.
He discovered the record and everything, and he talked to Twinight, and they let him go ahead on and produce the session.
So you re-recorded the song produced by Phil Johnson then?
Right.
And so the band on this is pretty much, was it The Pieces of Peace?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember when it was recorded and re-released? Was it, I think, around 71, something like that?
Around 71, 72.
Okay, and then was this song, the second version of it, was it a bigger hit than the first version?
It was a much bigger hit.
Okay, and you were telling me it charted on WVON, is that right?
On VON, it made the top 10.
Okay, and so at the time, were you mainly touring and doing shows around Chicago and stuff?
Yeah, well, we was touring around Chicago, and we did some things like St. Louis, well, just about every state.
Okay, and. Did you do anything with the other Twinite artists, or was it just you guys pretty much touring?
It was just me.
Okay.
I did some shows with Notations.
Okay.
You know, but that was basically here in Chicago.
Okay, and then so what happened? You cut that record, and then what happened with your career after that?
Well, I can't help but say it got better. You know.
Okay.
And there were other people. After Twinite decided to not to cut anymore, you know, artists at the time, you know, Phil left and Notations left, so I just followed suit.
Okay.
You know, and that was when I got with the Chosen Few.
So the Chosen Few was a band?
Yeah, it was a band that was getting together at the time, and it was like an Earth, Wind, and Fire type of band.
Okay.
You know, self-contained. And we toured a lot together.
So the band, The Chosen Few, already existed and you just joined them, is that right?
Yeah. Well, they were just forming at that time.
So how did you meet those guys?
Well, believe it or not, one of the gentlemen that went to the church that I attended, he introduced me.
Okay.
He introduced us together. He felt that we were a good match, you know.
And were you all from the same area of Chicago?
Yeah, we were all from the south side of Chicago.
Okay, so you were like around King Drive at that time?
Yes.
Okay, and then so you guys formed and did you do a lot more shows in Chicago, or you toured with the Chosen Few?
Well, at that particular time, we were just getting it together and then touring around the area trying to perfect the group.
Okay.
You know, and then we met Walter Jackson at that time.
Okay.
And after we met Walter, he talked to us and convinced us to start touring together.
Okay.
And we got with Shot Sound Records with Carl Davis. And then we just started touring all over the United States.
So you became Walter Jackson's... You played backing for him and you opened up his shows as The Chosen Few, is that right?
Right, that's where our contract was. We was an opening act and a backup for Walter Jackson.
So what years did that happen?
Wow, for about 8 years, all the way up until 83, when he died in 83.
Okay, so that was your regular work pretty much with Walter?
Right.
And
we did some other shows without Walter, too, you know.
Okay, and but you had a contract with Shy Sound, with Carl Davis, but you never recorded anything there?
Well, we did record. We recorded a CD, but it was never released at the time, you know.
Okay.
Maybe because it was touring too much.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that could have been a mistake, but we cut a whole CD with Carl Davis.
That's interesting. It'd be cool to hear that. So then you told me you also did some work with the Shy Lights. Is that right?
Yes, for about 2.5 years, Chosen Few traveled with the Shy Lights. Also,
was that after Walter Jackson? When did that happen?
Well, that was we stopped touring with Walter for about 2.5 years and went with the Shy Lights.
Okay. And you...
Well, that stopped for a while. So we toured with the Shy Lights about 2.5 years. We went overseas. Went to Germany, England, Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and Copenhagen.
Okay.
And then when we came back, you know, we went overseas 2 years in a row with them. And we toured the United States. And we finally got back with Walter. And, we stayed with Walter all the way up until 83.
Okay. So let me play. I want to play the second version of Lift This Hurt that was released, and then we can talk more about your career after that.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Elvin Spencer with the Twinite version of Lift This Hurt.
I live. There's a certain reason after I've done my best.
Okay, that was just Elvin Spencer with his record called Lift This Hurt. It came out, that's the second version of his record that came out on Twinight Records. And if you're just tuning in, Elvin is on the phone right now. Elvin, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so that record came out, and we were talking about how after the record came out, you toured with Walter Jackson and the Shylights for about 8 years total.
Yes.
One thing that's interesting about that record is, although it came out on Twinight, we were talking about how it got play in Chicago, but then Twinight sort of just went out of business, and you ended up re-releasing it on a few other labels. Is that right?
That's right.
So it came out on a label called Bandit, which a guy named Errol Brown ran that label, and he had like the Majestic Arrows on his label. What's the story? How did your record get on the Bandit label?
Well, we hadn't recorded in a while, and they approached the group at one of our shows, and we decided to try and, you know, go with them. We didn't know that much about the label, so they basically just put the song on their label.
And they put it on the label as The Chosen Few, even though it wasn't The Chosen Few, it was just you and the Piece of the Piece, pretty much.
Right.
So did that do anything? It pretty much, did he do anything with it as The Chosen Few?
Well, the song became number one in Ohio, in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
We took it to Toledo, and for some reason, I don't think his jurisdiction wasn't that far.
Okay, so he couldn't promote it that far, pretty much.
No.
So, and then you ended up re-releasing the record yourself later, is that right?
Yes, I re-released it on my label.
Called Chosen Few. And then, so did you just, do you remember how many you pressed of that, and if you managed to get any play off of that, or did you just sell them, or what did you do with that?
Well, when it was released on my label, it was called E.S. Cozy.
Well, that was the fourth time it was released, right? But
yes.
It also got released just on the Chosen Few label, right?
I wasn't aware.
Okay, I have a version of it, and it's a Chosen Few, and it's on a label called Chosen Few, and there's like a crude drawing of some drums on the label. I'll send you a picture of it. but then what happened later was that you found out it was popular overseas, is that right?
Right, I found out later from a friend of mine that it had became a classic in London.
Okay, and then you ended up pressing the record yourself for like the overseas market.
Right.
So when did that happen?
Well, I think that was around 70. I think around 75, 78, somewhere around there.
Okay, and so most of those copies, did they go overseas pretty much?
Right.
Okay, well that's interesting. Like, not many times are artists able to actually capitalize on the popularity of their records overseas. Like, usually they only find out about it later, you know, after they can do anything about it. So
you're right about that.
and then another thing that happened is your group, The Chosen Few, had a record released, a funk record called Cut Me In and We Are the Chosen Few, and that came out on a label called Mod Art. Do you know the story behind that, how that happened?
Well, yes, that was, actually it was a label that we had. That was our label at that time, Mod Art. And we cut it, but we didn't get to play because we didn't have the money at the time to really produce that record like it should be. You know, we sold some copies, quite a few copies, but we didn't have the money to really push the record at that time.
Okay, well, I'll play the record at the end of the interview. But one thing I wanted to ask is, so what have you done since touring, since you stopped touring with Walter Jackson?
Well, I cut a CD by myself as a solo artist.
Okay.
On Gold Wax label. It was called Picking Up the Pieces.
When did that come out?
Around 96, 97.
Okay. And I understand we were talking about how that actually got some play, like, in sort of the blues market, and got some play, like, on Arkansas Red show on this station.
Yeah, I did an interview with Arkansas Red.
And one of the cuts we were talking about that you were pushing off the CD was a version of Walter Jackson's Welcome Home.
Yes.
Yeah, but, so yeah, I definitely I looked for it. I couldn't find the CD on short notice. I'd like to play it. But so that record got some play on like blues stations. And then did you do anything else since that CD came out in 96?
Well, since that CD came out in 96, we've just been trying to get back into the studio and trying to do some touring, you know.
Okay.
Did some shows, Nashville, Memphis, you know, in different states, but haven't recorded anything yet since then.
Okay, well, yeah, hopefully you'll cut something soon, and when you do, I'll definitely announce it, and hopefully people can go out and buy it. So I want to say thanks so much for doing the interview and telling your story.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. Appreciate that. I'd like to give a shout out to my manager, Ron Holiday.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks again. And this last record I'm going to play is the one that was released by your group, The Chosen Few. And this is a funk record called We Are the Chosen Few.
Okay.
Thank you.